in COM 347, the class social media practicum, where we are doing everything with blogs and then figuring out how to market them and get them to people, find an audience. So we have a couple of our bloggers here. Maybe we'll do this every Friday with a different person every week. So we've got Anna and Dan, and we have the wine blog, and we have the sports work blog. So how's it been going so far, Anna?
It's been going pretty good. It's been kind of slow going because I've been doing a lot of research on informational posts and also gathering different wines to taste, getting new ideas. Yesterday, just actually, my mom dropped off a bottle of wine that my dad gave to me. It's actually like an expensive gold medal one, so I'm doing research on that that vineyard to make a good post about that. It's just collecting a lot of information at this point.
Boy, what a tough beat, wines.
I have to wait till the end of the day to try it, though. That's like the one problem, is that if I'm going to write it like a post or a story about this wine that I'm trying, I have to wait to the end of the day when maybe I don't have as much motivation, but I can't just be drinking wine in the middle of the day. I got to drive my car.
My problem is after I would drink it, my immediate response would be to fall asleep.
That's a problem too.
Dan, how's yours been going?
So I would probably agree with Anna on the fact that it's been, kind of slow going at first, just setting up the website, setting up the blog. Like, I've never really done anything like that before, so that was a new aspect. I think the writing for me is not an issue. It's just, I see other people's blogs and they're like, you have all these like cool aesthetics and like pictures and stuff, and like that's, I think, what, like, at least right now, I think that's what my blog is missing. Also generating new ideas and stuff like that, it's been a bit of a challenge at first, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what have been the toughest challenges? So making yours visual.
Yeah, so I mean, I know you mentioned in the beginning of the class that, it's a little bit more difficult finding media and photos and stuff like that with sports, just because like sports teams are a little bit more protective of their pictures and stuff.
Proprietary.
Yeah, so I think that's been challenging. But the fact that you told us about how you can go on social media now, and you showed me on Wednesday how you can, go on a team's Instagram or something like that, and as long as you accredit them for the post, then, you can still use it.
And basically, because they're giving you the link, they want you to share. So essentially, they are saying, share this. And what about you, Anna? What's been the toughest thing so far?
Ooh, the toughest thing so far. Honestly, for me, I just have a ton of ideas for different posts, but all of them kind of require a little more work than I thought they would. Even if it's just like a listicle, even just, compiling like things from Amazon that someone can buy, it's like I still want to do research to make sure that I'm going to be recommending the best thing. So it's just, I have so many ideas, and like when I decide, oh yeah, let's do this one right now, I still have to do a lot of research, like trying to finish an article up for today about why like red wine tastes the way that it does. So it's doing a lot of research actually into like the science of wine and like tannins and the chemical compounds in red wine. And it's a little more complicated than I thought it would be in terms of just getting all the research together for each individual post that I'm planning.
What's been the best response that you've gotten from anybody?
A couple days ago, I asked some of my internet friends to check out my blog, and they shared it with some people, and I got good responses from that. And one of them is from England, so I got a couple people from England to
read my blog. So you've gone international already.
Well, yeah, it's kind of cheating, because I asked my friend who's from England.
But they're still from England. Dan?
Well, I haven't gotten too many responses yet, but I did notice, I checked this morning, and there was some people that did look at it, apparently, so I think that's a start.
Okay, so on Monday we will be going over the analytics and the site stats and that kind of thing, starting to get a feel for that. Well, that wraps it up for this week. The questions will probably get tougher and more in-depth in following weeks, so you guys got off easy. But thank you for being our first guest. Yeah,
thank you. It was great. It was awesome.
Bye for now.